Typical process for developing routes and stops. Developing routes and stops for school buses involves a detailed planning process to ensure efficient and safe transportation for students. Here's a typical outline of this process. 1. Assessing needs and requirements. Gather information on the number of students, their locations, and the school attendance zones. Consider factors like demographics, special needs, and applicable regulations. 2. Mapping and planning. Use Geographic Information System, GIS tools, or mapping software to plot student addresses, school locations, and potential stops. Identify optimal routes that minimize travel time, distance, and potential hazards. 3. Collaboration with stakeholders. Collaborate with school administrators, transportation departments, parents, and community members to gather input and address concerns. 4. Establishing criteria for stops. Set criteria for bus stop locations based on safety, accessibility, visibility, and proximity to students' homes. 5. Conducting field surveys. Physically inspect potential stop locations to ensure they meet safety standards and consider factors like road conditions, traffic flow, and visibility. 6. Implementing safety measures. Install signage, crosswalks, or other safety enhancements at bus stops if necessary. Ensure stops comply with ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, regulations for accessibility. 7. Reviewing and adjusting. Periodically review and evaluate routes based on feedback, changes in student demographics, or modifications in school schedules. Adjust routes or stops to optimize efficiency and address any safety concerns that may arise. 8. Communicating route information. Communicate finalized routes, stop locations, and schedules to parents, students, and staff via handouts, websites, or dedicated apps. 9. Training for drivers. Provide comprehensive training for bus drivers regarding the assigned routes, stops, and safety protocols. 10. Evaluating performance. Monitor and assess the performance of routes regularly, considering factors like on-time arrivals, student ridership, and feedback. The process involves careful consideration of multiple factors, including safety, efficiency, accessibility, and community input, to create well-designed and effective bus routes and stops for transporting students to and from school safely and efficiently. Techniques for learning your route. Learning a school bus route thoroughly is essential for drivers to ensure the safety and efficiency of transportation. Here are techniques to learn and familiarize yourself with the route. 1. Drive the route. Physically drive the entire route multiple times during off hours or days without students to familiarize yourself with the roads, turns, stops, and landmarks. 2. Use maps and GPS. Study maps, route plans, and GPS navigation systems to visualize the route and its various stops, turns, and landmarks. 3. Take detailed notes. Make detailed notes about key landmarks, intersections, specific addresses, and any potential challenges or hazards along the route. 4. Create visual aids. Create visual aids like route maps, diagrams, or cue cards to help memorize key points, turns, and stop locations. 5. Ride along with experienced drivers. Ride along with experienced drivers who are familiar with the route to learn firsthand and gather practical insights. 6. Review and test yourself. Review route details frequently and test your knowledge by reciting the sequence of stops, turns, and landmarks. Walk the route. Walk parts of the route, especially in residential areas or around schools, to get a closer view of stops, addresses, and potential challenges. 8. Practice during non-peak hours. Drive portions of the route during non-peak hours or weekends to practice navigation without the pressure of time constraints. 9. Engage with colleagues and supervisors. Seek advice and guidance from colleagues or supervisors who have experience with the route. They might provide helpful tips or insights. 10. Utilize technology. Leverage route planning software if available to visualize and simulate driving the route virtually. Attend training sessions. Attend training sessions or workshops provided by the Transportation Department to enhance knowledge about specific routes. 12. Ask for support. Don't hesitate to ask questions or seek clarification from experienced colleagues or supervisors about any uncertainties. By employing a combination of these techniques, drivers can effectively learn and memorize their routes, ensuring smooth and safe transportation for students. Possible route hazards and the importance of reporting them. Possible route hazards for school buses can vary, but often include 1. Traffic congestion and road conditions, heavy traffic, construction zones, or road closures can cause delays or unsafe conditions. Two weather-related hazards, adverse weather conditions such as rain, snow, ice, or fog, can impact visibility and road traction. 3. Narrow roads and tight turns. Narrow streets, sharp turns, or low clearance areas can be challenging for larger vehicles like buses. 4. Railroad crossings and drawbridges. Bus routes that intersect with railroad tracks or cross drawbridges require careful navigation and adherence to safety procedures. 5. Pedestrian and cyclist traffic. Areas with high pedestrian or cyclist activity, especially around school zones, necessitate caution and awareness. 6. Hazardous intersections. Intersections with poor visibility, high accident rates, or inadequate traffic control measures can pose risks. 7. School bus loading zones. Stops with inadequate space or improper signage for loading, unloading students can create congestion and safety hazards. 8. Unmarked or unpredictable hazards. Unexpected obstacles like fallen branches, debris on the road, or unmarked hazards can affect the safety of the route. Reporting these hazards promptly is crucial to mitigate risks and ensure the safety of students, drivers, and other road users. Importance of reporting includes 1. Preventing accidents. Reporting hazards allows for timely measures to address issues and prevent accidents or injuries. 2. Ensuring route safety. Identification and reporting of hazards contribute to maintaining safe and efficient routes for school buses. 3. Compliance with regulations. Reporting hazards ensures compliance with safety regulations and standards set by transportation departments. 4. Protecting students and drivers. Timely reporting helps safeguard the well-being of students, drivers, and passengers using the bus route. 5. Addressing issues proactively. Reporting hazards facilitates proactive measures to fix road hazards or make necessary adjustments to routes. 6. Collaborative safety efforts. It promotes a collaborative effort between drivers, transportation departments, and local authorities to address route safety concerns. School bus drivers play a crucial role in identifying and reporting hazards encountered along their routes, contributing significantly to the overall safety of student transportation. Planning the route for an extracurricular trip. Planning an extracurricular trip route for a school bus involves several steps to ensure safety, efficiency, and compliance with regulations. 1. Initial assessment. Determine the destination, departure point, and the number of students and chaperones attending the trip. 2. Route planning. Use maps, GPS systems, or route planning software to identify the most direct and safe route to the destination. Consider road conditions, traffic patterns, and any potential hazards along the way. 3. Regulatory compliance. Check local regulations, restrictions, or special permits required for the intended route or destination. Ensure compliance with state and federal laws regarding school bus transportation for extracurricular activities. 4. Safety measures. Prioritize safety by selecting routes with well-maintained roads, proper signage, and minimal hazards. Avoid routes with steep inclines, narrow roads, or areas with high accident rates. 5. Plan stops and breaks. Identify rest stops, restroom facilities, or meal breaks along the route at suitable intervals to accommodate the group's needs. 6. Consider student accessibility. Ensure the route and chosen stops are accessible for all students, including those with disabilities, and comply with ADA guidelines. 7. Communication and coordination. Communicate the planned route and itinerary to school administration, chaperones, and other relevant parties. Confirm details with the destination venue or organizers if necessary. 8. Contingency planning. Have alternative routes or contingency plans in place in case of unexpected road closures, traffic, or emergencies. 9. Review and documentation. Review the planned route thoroughly, considering all aspects of safety and logistics. Document the route plan, including key stops, emergency contacts, and any special instructions. 10. Driver preparation. Ensure the bus driver is briefed on the route details, traffic patterns, and any specific instructions related to the trip. 11. Review safety protocols. Remind chaperones, students, and drivers about safety protocols, emergency procedures, and behavior expectations during the trip. 12. Periodic review and adjustments. Periodically review and adjust the planned route based on any changes in road conditions, regulations, or feedback from previous trips. Planning an extracurricular trip route for a school bus requires thorough consideration of safety, compliance, and logistics to ensure a smooth and secure journey for all participants.